number two goes up on the board. And, of course, we're joined by the head coach of the New York Giants, Tom Coughlin. And, Coach, Sunday the Giants will celebrate 90 years of the New York Giants as part of the overall theme. And I know you're looking forward to that home crowd getting behind the ball club.
Well, we really are. We're looking forward to playing at home. We're looking forward to having our fans with us and supporting us. I think the players will respond very well to that.
Coach, now, as you made the corrections from last week, can you share a couple of things that this team on each side of the ball will have to guard against?
Well, the obvious is giving up the big play from a defensive standpoint. I thought we played the run, you know, fairly well, but we gave up big plays, too many of those, and we had some sloppy tackling in there to add to that as well. That's one. On the other side, we can't turn the ball over. I mean, we've established that throughout preseason, didn't turn the ball over, didn't beat ourselves. Then all of a sudden turned it over a couple of times. But you'd like to have some success running the ball. You know, It's one thing to talk about it. And I've mentioned this to our players throughout the week is we need to stop talking and do it. I mean, I'm always talking about the run. Then we get into the game and the run was not effective. Now we're going to play against a team that was number one in the league a year ago versus the run. So this would be a tremendous challenge for us.
Coach, one of the things that you always talk about is doing the little things, which then add up to the big things. And even the way the game started, it was still 14-7, yeah, and under 2 minutes to go in the half, you have the ball, knowing you get the ball to start the third, but some self-inflicted wounds kind of short-circuit drives.
Yeah, and that's what happened. You know, we went backwards there from the middle of the field back and ended up with nothing at the half. But when we came back out, we knew we were receiving the kickoff, put ourselves in good position again, go down and score, tie the game up. Everybody felt good about that, and then, of course, we had the ill-advised interception.
Well, are penalties something that you could take into this game because you didn't have a lot in the first game? Is that something you obviously want to keep building on as a positive?
There were two or three really good positives in the game. One was four penalties, only four penalties coming off of this preseason, which had seen, you know, games with a lot of penalties. So that was something very important to us, the way our defense played the run. And then I thought we had a little something going on punt returns. We had an opportunity. We had a good average in our punt return game, but we also had an opportunity for even more. So I think maybe that's something that we can build upon.
Coach, how about the messaging this week as you lead up to this home opener? How did the team respond when they came back to work on Wednesday?
Well, they were down. They were disappointed. You know, it's a short week. There's not a lot of time to eliminate that. Some have pointed out maybe that's a good thing. But it's good to have a little bit of time to get rid of the one behind you. So when we came in on Monday afternoon, we did have to talk a little bit about the game. I didn't spend an awful lot of time on it. But I asked the coaches to make sure that the players saw the tape throughout the week, you know, set aside a little bit of time in the afternoon or whatever to look at the tape, because this is an opportunity to really teach and improve upon many of the things that happened in the first game going forth into the second.
Now, are those things that you can improve upon, can you pinpoint them? It's not one blanket thing, but just
it's not one blanket thing at all. As a matter of fact, it's, you know, being out of position or in a scramble drill, not, you know, going ahead and working right very tightly to the man that you're defending. It's where your eyes should be in the secondary, you know, particularly if you're playing zone. It's whether or not, you know, the defensive end is going to get juked to allow the big play early on in the game to happen. What happens if we make the tackle and put him down? We definitely have to have some more pressure on the quarterback. I mean, he really did stand back there and throw the ball when he wanted to. So there's things of this nature. There's all kinds of little things that can be improved upon that could change the way that we look at the game this weekend.
Coach, we appreciate a couple minutes. Good luck on Sunday.
Thanks, Bob.
That's New York Giants head coach Tom Coughlin.